Hey, it's that time of year when Oscar is a name in a lot of movie executives' minds. We're not talking Oscar the Grouch. From the truly awesome to the merely worthy, serious film releases are coming fast and furious. To help us suss through them all now is Bob Mondello, NPR's film critic. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Allison, how are you?
I'm doing great. So you told our producer you detect a trend in the recent releases, and it's not movie centered on the war on terror. What is it?
No, it's all about guys who can't cope. I can't
I can
believe
identify.
It's like Heartbreak Kid, the guy, who can't commit, commits and then fails during his marriage. Darjeeling Limited, three brothers can't cope with life at all and go off to India to try to get their life together.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
It's true. We are the weakest sex. I mean, there's no question.
Let's hop into the first example of it. It's called Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. It has this really impressive cast of Academy Award nominees who make interesting film choices. You have
a lot of them from the stage.
Yeah, yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman and Marissa Tomei. Of course, they won. You have nominees Albert Finney, Ethan Hawke, Rosemary Harris, in a heist picture, a family heist picture, where things go really wrong. What went wrong?
Well, they decided to heist their own family's jewelry store. Everything goes wrong. You can't imagine how badly this goes wrong, and it's pretty breathtaking to listen to.
Let's hear a clip. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman's character trying to sign his brother, Ethan Hawke's character, up for this plan.
You need money? So do I. Let's solve it.
What are you talking about?
There's a place we can knock off. Like the back of our hand. Easiest money we'll ever get.
What are you saying?
It's worth about 600 grand. And it's insured, so it's a victimless crime. I offer that in case your little conscience bothers you. I lay it off on 20 cents on the dollar. That's 60 grand each, give or take.
I can't believe this is you that's talking.
Believe it.
What works about it? Is it the acting? Is it Sidney Lumet's directing?
Well, both, really. Sidney Lumet is amazing with actors. He's shepherded about 40 actors to Oscar nominations during his career, and it's like all of these guys are amazing. I mean, Albert Finney has this scene where he's sitting in a hospital as someone is dying, and he just comes apart without a single line of dialogue. It's really breathtaking. But the whole thing is just gorgeously acted. You sit there and you think, my God, these people are amazing, because they're not giving, in Hamlet, when something goes wrong, it's because the characters are flawed in some ways. These guys, it's just a roller coaster of a ride that the world is coming apart for them, and it has nothing to do with who they are. They're just, but by the end of the picture, you really feel like you know them. It's a really smart movie, and Sidney Lumet, I mean, he made what I think is the best of the crime falling apart movies ever in Dog Day Afternoon.
Sure, of course.
So, I mean, he's just an amazing director.
Our next movie is open in a couple cities. It opens nationwide. Full disclosure, Robert and I both love this movie.
Loved it.
Lars and the Real Girl, a story of a sweet social misfit who she buys this rubber doll, this lifelike rubber doll, is delusional
Can
about
we
her
say
being real.
Sex doll? Love doll?
Yeah,
sex
companion.
Doll.
Companion.
Yeah.
Let's listen as Ryan Gosling explains to his brother and sister in this movie, the characters, about his guest coming to visit. You get a sense of how delusional he is.
Where did you meet this person?
On the internet.
Yeah, well, everybody's doing that now. That's great.
She doesn't speak much English, though.
It's okay. It's really the same with the guys at work. It's not that big a deal.
Okay. She's in a wheelchair, so I just don't want her to feel weird about it.
So, no.
She's in a wheelchair because she can't walk because she's rubber.
I thought this was going to be a broad comedy, sort of a Weekend at Bernie's meets Porky's, and it was, I have to say, not just the sweetest film about a sex doll I've ever seen, but one of the sweetest films I've ever seen. How do they make this movie work?
Well, I think it's all Ryan Gosling personally, but it's the kind of thing that even towards the end of the picture, you're still afraid that they could do a misstep. That, there's that scene by the lake where everything, I mean, you really worry that they're going to make a wrong step somewhere because the thing is so fragile. The whole town sort of rallies around this guy and accepts his girlfriend, even though she's not doing a lot of talking. And I think it's a remarkable picture. You try and think back to movies like, Harold and Maude, where you thought, well, that's not very plausible, but somehow you accept it and it becomes very sweet, about an 80-year-old woman and a 19-year-old guy getting together. This is the same kind of movie, in a way, that it's an improbable romance, but it's one that ultimately you really accept.
If Bianca, the love doll, does not get a Best Supporting Actress nomination, I am boycotting the whole thing.
That's a great idea.
Another odd love story is called Wrist Cutters, a road film that takes place in the afterlife. And Bob, the afterlife in this film is not full of pearly gates and never-ending angel food cake.
No, they say at one point that it's about a guy who's committed suicide, and if you commit suicide, what is purgatory going to be like? Well, it's going to be more of what you're trying to get away from, right? It's just going to be the same, only worse. And it's a really interesting little movie. He goes to purgatory, meets a whole bunch of other suicides. It's like a purgatory specifically designed for suicides. And it looks like Bakersfield, California. It's the kind of place that you don't particularly want to spend a whole lot of time in if it's hot and dusty. And it's he falls in love while he's there.
The lead actor, it took me a little while to recognize him because he's grown up. It's the kid who played the lead in Almost Famous.
Yes, and he's wonderful. I really find this movie kind of appealing. It's made by an Eastern European director, and my feeling about it was that it was the best Eastern European Southern Californian movie I had seen in ages. It's got the sensibility I don't know how to describe it exactly. It's got the sensibility of an Eastern European comedy, that life is bleak, things are going to get worse, try and deal with it.
And Tom Waits is in it?
Oh, my man Tom Waits.
He's on the soundtrack, and then all of a sudden he appears in the thing, just sort of lying face down in the middle of a road. And he's amazing. He sort of takes over the second half of the picture looking for his dog.
Bob Mondello, NPR's film critic, thank you so much for walking us through what we should spend our $10, $11, $12 on this
weekend.
It's going
to keep us busy.
Take care.